grabbed the plastic Walmart bag out of the black tote and put it on top of Holly's head like a hat, careful not to cover her face. Running through puddles, we finally made it to the building. When I entered the classroom, it was a ghost town. Professor Sarma was gone. I had missed the entire exam and couldn't even plead my case. Fuck. We made our way back outside, and it was now raining cats and dogs. Holly was giggling again and started to hiccup. I adjusted the plastic bag away from her face. What are you laughing at, huh? I looked up and saw that Holly was staring straight ahead at a girl who was spinning around and dancing in the rain. Everyone else around us was running for cover. But this girl was staring up at the sky, letting the water pour down on her and relishing every moment of it. She certainly didn't seem to care who was looking at her. After a few minutes of watching this in amazement, we walked slowly toward her. The closer we got, the more excited Holly became, flailing her arms and legs in the carrier. She was probably a Northeastern student and looked about 17 or 18, around my age. She was wearing a long flowing skirt that spun around with her and had red curly hair cascading down her back. She was pretty damn cute. Her eyes were closed now as she lifted her head and opened her mouth to drink some of the falling rain. She didn't notice me as I stood there taking in the sight of her. She twirled around again, reaching her arms out to slap the raindrops. Hey, I finally said. The girl stopped short, looking startled, opened her eyes and smiled.
Oh, hey.
Do you always dance in the rain like that? She glanced down at Holly.
Do you always pick up babies at Walmart?
I laughed and shook my head. I'm Jake, I said, holding out my hand. She didn't extend hers, but smiled.
Jake, is that your baby?
Nah, it's my niece. She has a twin sister who's with their grandmother, but this one prefers me, so I take her a couple of mornings a week. We hang so my sister can get stuff done. Holly was reaching her fat little hand out, and the girl took it. She smelled like patchouli and whispered something to Holly, then stared back at me but said nothing. I wasn't entirely sure why I was still standing there, but there was something very intriguing about her. The guitar case was lying on the ground a few feet away, and it made me wonder if she played or studied music. I was just enjoying living in the moment with her under the falling rain. Finally, she looked down at my arms and said,
I like your tattoos. They're hot.
Thanks. You're pretty hot yourself, I said.
You don't strike me as the babysitting type, Jake.
Yeah, well, things aren't always what they seem on the surface. I had no idea back then how prophetic that statement would become when it came to her. There was a rumble of thunder in the distance, and she finally cracked a smile. Then came the three words that would change my life.
Hi. I'm Ivy.
6 years later. Chapter 1. Nina.
Welcome to Brooklyn,
my driver Reza said as he helped me out of the yellow cab. He took my bags out of the trunk and I handed him a tip. Thanks. It was nice chatting, I said before watching him drive away, leaving me alone to face my new life. I wasn't quite ready for it to begin, so I stood on the sidewalk staring up at the aging building that was now home as cars on the busy street sped by. The apartment I'd been living in with three roommates sat atop a Greek restaurant called Eleni's, and the smell of lemon, garlic, and grilling chickens saturated the air outside. The neighborhood was nothing like the small rural town where I was from, upstate in the Hudson Valley. Seriously. This could be an episode of MTV's The Real World. Country bumpkin afraid of trains and crowds moves to New York. Let's chronicle her trials and tribulations and watch in amusement as the big city swallows her up whole and spits her out. The vibe was different here, and I can immediately tell there would be loads of culture. The area seemed cosmopolitan and small townish at the same time, and reminded me of movies like Goodfellas. I got chills because even though it scared the daylights out of me, it had always been my dream to live near Manhattan. Brooklyn was as close as I was gonna get.